We'll do in the Holy Letters of the Rebbe in volume 27. This is letter number 10,258. And this is dated Baruch Hashem, the 20th day of Mar Cheshvan, in the year Tovshin Lamed Beis, Brooklyn, New York. And the Rebbe is addressing this letter to the general Jewish community, those who hold dear and precious the Torah and the mitzvahs. May God be with you. Shem Aleim Yichyu. Sholem Uvracha. The Rebbe actually sent this letter in the, there was an annual dinner celebration from the Lubavitchy Yeshiva, and this was a letter addressed to these people who attend the this dinner and this celebration, this get together. So the Rebbe says that in connection with the upcoming yearly festival of the Merkez HaYeshivas Tomchet Mimim Lubavitch, that's the central Lubavitch Yeshiva, and it's going to take place on the 20th day of Cheshvan. Today's day is the 20th of Cheshvan. On the 20th of Cheshvan is the birthday of the Rebbe Rashab. Now, is the father of the previous Rebbe. Nishmasi begins in Reim Zchus Yognaleinu. He is the one that founded, he established the yeshiva Tomchei Tumimim in the city of Lubavitch. So the Rebbe says, I'm coming hereby with a reminder and a request to those who hold dear and those who support Torah, may they live in general. Especially, the Rebbe says, I'm addressing it to the Anash, to the Hasidim, the Chabad, to go ahead and place yourself on the first rows of the activists and the supporters of the yeshiva with the purpose to make sure that with Hashem's help, the success of this undertaking will be successful. The Rebbe is asking them to make this celebration, this function that they're going to do to support the yeshiva, the Rebbe is asking them that they should go ahead and see to it that it is successful. And the Rebbe says like this, if you're a businessman, it says, a businessman understands a good deal and knows how to appreciate, how to evaluate a good investment. What is the best kind of investment, the Rebbe says, is not only when the capital that you invested brings the highest dividends, but also that later on this dividends serves as a further capital for further dividends, and so on without any stop, to keep on growing, getting the investment to bring a good return. Then you can reinvest that good return to get some more investment, more, and then you turn it into capital to make more investment. The Rebbe says such an investment is when we invest in the education al Tarat HaKodesh, on the holiness, on the purity of the holiness. When those who are being educated become educators, and those who are influenced become later on mashpim, that they influence others. And it creates an endless continuation of fruits and fruits of fruits in a constant growing measure. It's constantly growing. This was actually the intent from the founder of Tomchet Mimim over 71 years ago, almost 130 years from when we're learning the letter in Tavshin Pei Aleph. He put the emphasis, they call it the trup. The trup is the song where you sing. They put the emphasis that the students of the Tumimim, they should be lamps that illuminate. Neiris Lahoir. They should be lamps to illuminate. They should be lights that can light and to illuminate the surrounding with the light of Torah and mitzvahs in the daily life. Amongst all types of groups and and places, and also this how this intent has been actually accomplished and is being demonstrated in real life. And we see, thank God, the immense, tremendous success in this. This is something which is known and it's public knowledge. It is actually, you can't even estimate, evaluate the great and the branched out, spreading out of Torah, Yiddishkeit activities from the students of these temimim, those who learn in the yeshiva. Not only in land, over here, but also in various places all over the world. Therefore, the Rebbe says, I hope and I'm sure, as every one, man, woman, which wants to have a bigger portion in this investment and will do in the fullest measure to secure the success from this yearly undertaking to create, to provide for the full financial and moral support that the yeshiva needs in order to continue its holy work. And in a way of Moisiv Ha'ilich Moisivar, to add, go ahead and add more, and to add more light. And that, with this, you also create even broader pipelines and vessels to receive the blessings of Hashem for yourself, for your family members may they live, in everything that you may need, physically and spiritually together. Rebbe concludes with honor, bekovod, with blessings for success and good news. So here the Rebbe used to have in many places, the Rebbe would write an annual letter to their celebration and as a support. And the main means in the olden days, people raising money for the yeshiva was through these annual dinners that they would make. They would make annual celebrations. And the Rebbe would write a letter, and the Rebbe over here in this case is encouraging the people to make sure that the yeshiva can go on by providing. And this, the Rebbe says, is a tremendous investment, because a real good investment is that when the return can later on of the investment is turned into another investment, and so on and so forth. The students, the Rebbe says, are first of all being influenced, and then they become the leaders. And the Rebbe says it's well known and it's public knowledge how much these students from this yeshiva, how much they've accomplished. And the Rebbe says this is also the vehicle to create your own blessings and to help yourself for all the blessings of Hashem through this investment.